من و تو هم خونی بچه ایرونی، خاک ما خونه ماست، عاشقش میمونی. وطن خاطره ها، وطن نذر و دعا، خاک دل دادگی و داغ دل بستگی و
یاد مردونگیاش، همه لوتی گریاش، خون دل ها خوردیم سر عاشق و شیاش.
سلام به شنونده عزیز رادیو جوان، با یه برنامه دیگه ایرانی کن لایو در این یک چهارشنبه شب دیگه با شما هستیم. کوهستای امروز مارال، شاهد، حمید و من هم مهوش هستم. امروز میخواییم درباره سوشال نتورکینگ با شما صحبت کنیم. حالا قبل از اینکه بپریم شیرجه بزنیم تو این بحث رو شروع بکنیم، من فعلا از زمانی که شروع کردیم درباره این قضیه داریم صحبت میکنیم، من هنوز معادل فارسی این کلمه رو پیدا نکردم، که البته الان یه چیز به نظرم رسید و میگم، من بهش میگم شبکه‌های اجتماعی، اگه بخوایم کلمه به کلمه ترجمه کنیم. به هر صورت برنامه امروز درباره شبکه‌های اجتماعی یا سوشال نتورکینگ، از چه جوری ما آدم‌ها با هم دیگه ارتباط برقرار می‌کنیم و چه این تغییرات اجتماعی، این ارتباطات اجتماعی دچار تغییر تحولایی شدن یا حداقل توی زمان ما. اصلا ما شبکه رو یا نتورکینگ رو ما چطوری معنی میکنیم؟ چه درست کردن، یعنی دوست شدن میدونیم، توی خانواده میدونیم، توی اجتماع چطور تعریف میکنیم، توی خانواده چطور تعریف میکنیم، بین دوستامون چطور تعریف میکنیم، سر کار چطور تعریف میکنیم، از چه روش های استفاده میکنیم که بخوایم این شبکه های، یا حالا من کلمه انگلیسیش فکر میکنم خیلی راحت تر باشم باهاش استفادهش بکنم، این نتورکینگمون رو چطوری قوی تر میکنیم، چه چیزهایی بودن در زمان، مثلا حالا الان که جامعه ما خیلی تکنولوژی دیپندنت شده، خیلی وابسته به تکنولوژی شده تقریبا، و تقریبا همه تا اونجایی که میتونم بگم حداقل دنیای دور و بر خودم، خیلی از ارتباطاتی که وجود داره به صورت ویرچوال در اومده، مجازی در اومده. یعنی حالا دربارش صحبت خواهیم کرد، مثلا هم جریان
سایبر ریالیتی،
بله yeah. یعنی مثلا همین قضیه فیسبوک که الان چقدر یعنی به اوج خودش رسیده، یعنی تقریبا دیگه کسی اگر روی، حالا واردش میشه، ولی اگه کسی روی فیسبوک مثلا اگه پروفایل نداشته باشه، واقعا یک جوری شده که از خیلی چیزا عقب میمونه. اصلا اکتیویتی که داره اتفاق میفته یا ایونتی که داره اتفاق میفته دیگه خبردار نمیشم، خیلی وقت دیگه آدم نمیبینتشون. حالا این جریانی که الان هستش، ولی مثلا حالا چون میتونیم مثلا رابطه مقایسه کنیم مثلا ایران و آمریکا رو، و ایران مثلا چه جوری هستش، آیا اونجا هم اینقدر این قضیه بزرگ شده یا هنوز اون رابطه های سنتی میشه حالا اسمش گذاشت، رابطه هایی که قبل از اینکه تکنولوژی بیاد و مثل یک عنکبوتی روش سایه بندازه یا تارش رو بتنه، این آیا هنوز همون جور مونده یا اونجا هم، البته خب چیزی که من میدونم اونجا هم داره یه مقدار تغییر میکنه، ولی نه به این شدتی که ما الان در جامعه آمریکا حداقل با اون داریم دست و پنجه نرم میکنیم، شاید به خاطر همون مسائلی که توی زندگی ما وجود داره، سرعت سریع زندگی به نسبت مثلا ایران یا شاید حتی اروپا.
So you guys are listening to Ironican Live on Radio Javan. I am Maral. Shahid is with us, our other co-host Hamid. And of course, we have Mahvash. Did a beautiful introduction. You guys have any questions or concerns, come and visit us on Ironican.com and also send us emails, IronicanLive@RadioJavan.com. And we have a great show for you guys tonight. So what Mahvash was talking about is networking, and our show is actually going to be on social networking. But what's really interesting that I really wanted to get into is what is the concept of networking in general, just to give a background. Because sometimes people don't really know what networking is. People think networking is only work-related, where in fact, it's actually not. There's a huge realm of social. But, you know, in preparing for the show, one thing that I realized is that when they say social networking, I didn't know that that was just kind of geared more towards online. Like, because when they say like social networking sites or social networking, it's more like Facebook, Friendster, MySpace, things like that. And I thought social networking is when you network socially.
Yeah.
So it's kind of really interesting how, you kind of go. I always associated networking with work. I thought that's the only way you go and you network is you do it through work.
کار یک جنبه نتورکینگ هستش میتونه تو مثلا توی اکتیویتی های مختلف حالا کار هم میتونه حالا دیگه لزومن نمیشه اونو جز اکتیویتی قرار داشت یه چیز نسسیتی شده الان مثلا اکتیویتی های مثل نمیدونم ورزش کردن مثل نمیدونم هایکینگ رفتن اگه مثل کتاب خوندن شعر گفتن حتی پینتینگ نقاشی کردن خیلی موسیقی همه اینها میتونه یه شیوه یه نتورکینگ باشه یعنی شما میتونین با این روش حالا نمیدونم آنلاین باشه یا آنلاین هم نباشه گروه های درست بشن که این یه دونه اکتیویتی رو فقط انجام میدن یا فوکسشون لااقل همین مثلا اون اکتیویتی خاص است مثلا موسیقی هستش مثلا دوره گذاشتن برای خوندن کتاب ها و بحث در مورد کتاب یا کلا چیزهای دیگه یا حتی هنری میتونه باشه.
I mean, it's interesting because when I looked up networking online, networking used the definition of the act of meeting people in a business or social context. And then when I've looked up social networking, it says social networking is more of a grouping of individuals in a specific group. And I think that's why they made the context of social networking against مثلا the online community, because it's such a group based. And I don't know.
Doesn't that sound like cliques? Like, I don't understand.
الان البته من فکر کنم الان یه جور اوورلپ هست بین این دو. یعنی مثلا حال خود من به شخص خیلی از اکتیویتی که میتونم اسمشو بذارم سوشال اکتیویتی از طریق مثلا فیسبوک انجام میدم.
Yeah.
مثلا اگه بیرون میخوام برم با به قول معروف حالا کوت ان کوت هنگات مگر میخوام بکنم با دوستام از روی فیسبوک انجامش میدم
یعنی
یک چه میگن حالا یک شیوه ارتباطی من شده مثلا با دوستام.
So Hamid, you grew up most of your life in Iran, like what's networking like over there?
من فکر میکنم که نتورکینگ تو ایران یک معنی متفاوتی داره تو آمریکا و اینکه مثلا اینجا من فکر میکنم ایونت های فان و اینا بیشتر مربوط به نتورکینگ میشه اما تو ایران این جزء زندگی روزمره مردم هست یعنی مثلا چنان نقش پررنگتری تو زندگی مردم داره و واقعا ملت این کار رو به عنوان جریان زندگیشون انجام میدن و مثلا چه میدونم کارهای اداری شما فکر کنید تصور کنید یا حتی کارهای اجتماعی مثل شب شهر و فلاینا و ملت این جزئی از واقعا پارتی از زندگیشونه با اینکه اونجا مثلا اصلا ایونت ها توسط فیسبوک و فلان طراحی نمیشه اما خب خیلی بهتر ملت تو ایونت های اجتماعی شرکت میکنن اینجا و به علت اینکه واقعا فکر میکنم بخشی از زندگیشونه یعنی بخشی از کار روزانه شونه نتورک کردن.
حالا
جالبه اتفاقا حالا خیلی جالبه که درباره این داری صحبت میکنیم همین یکی از دوستانم میگفتش که زمانی که در ایران بود همین قضیه رو که حمید میگه تمام مدت در روز به روز ساعت به ساعت داشت استفاده میکرد مثلا اگه توی اداره کار داشت حتی با دربونی که دم اون جا نشسته بود سعی میکرد با اون حالا ما میگیم نتورکینگ درست ارتباط برقرار کنه خوب بشناستش تا مثلا اگه کاری باری چیزی داره بتونه راحت تر اونجا مثلا کارش را بیفته همه این چیزا فکر کنم توی ادارات هم هست ادارات هم به قول معروف توی ایران یه حالت خیلی پرسونال پیدا میکنه یعنی اگه مثلا طرف رو بشناسی خیلی سریعتر کارت را میفته دا مثلا اگه اینجا تا حدود خیلی زیادی حالا نمیگم 100% ولی تا حدود خیلی زیادی کارها اون پروسس روتین خودش رو باید طی بکنه یعنی کسی مثلا نمیتونه برای یک امضای یک برگه بتونه مثلا جلوی اسم تو رو بذاره جلوی 100 تا نفر دیگه. yeah, ولی ایران این کار رو خیلی به راحتی میشه انجام داد اگه طرف رو بشناسی.
اینم هست، اما قسمت من فکر کنم قسمت مهمترش اینه که واقعا ملت اینجا خیلی کمتر از ایران با هم زندگی میکنن. اینجا واقعا ملت تو زندگی دارن، ایران واقعا ملت تو زندگی واقعا دارن همه با هم زندگی میکنن، به خاطر همینه که سوشال نتورک و فلان همه قسمتی از زندگیشونه.
Wow. So we're going to go to break really quick, and when we come back, we're going to finish up this discussion on social and work networking. And I actually want to get into a little bit more of online. You guys are listening to Euronican Live on Radio Javon. We'll be right back. Of networking and social networking and online networking, and my favorite topic of all, Facebook. So I know Shahid's so excited. I don't know. I love.
We'll get to that.
Okay. You know, so we were talking about networking, and you know, one topic that I want to get into is the concept of happy hour. Have you guys noticed that every single time they mention, hey, you know, let's go network or a marketing idea or I don't know, any type of a social gathering, it's always at a restaurant or a bar.
Where the drinks are cheap.
Yeah.
Where the drinks are cheap. So it's just like it's a weird tool. I don't get it.
دقیقا من میخواستم بگم این دقیقا متضاد اون چیزی که در ایران اتفاق میفته. این هپ آورا بیشتر حتی جنبه چیزش در جنبه مذهبیه و ایونت های مذهبی تو ایرانه و این سوشیال ایونتس بیشتر در ایران در جنبه مذهبی اتفاق میفته، هم و کانکشن هایی که تو این زمینه اتفاق میفته هم به قولی وسیع تره هم شاید عمیق تره.
حالا من یه چیزی که دارم در مورد ایران هم در مورد آمریکا می‌خواستم بگم، حالا مثلا قضیه هپی آور که اینجا هستش اتفاق می‌افته، می‌دونی فکر می‌کنم یه مقدار از اون حالت سیریس و جدی می وقتی این آدم بیاد میره، شاید به خاطر اون مثلا توی یه بار که میری یه مقدار یو نو الکل می‌خوری اینا، اون یه مقدار لوس
آره یو نو.
بعد این قضیه حالا مثلا توی ایران، حالا نمی‌دونم، تو من چیزی که بیشتر دیدم توی پارک‌ها و مثلا کوه رفتن خیلی چیز رواج داره، چه می‌دونم کامنه که اینجوری مثلا ملت با هم دیگه، بچه‌ها دوستا با هم دیگه نتورکینگ بکنن هم دیگه، مثلا همین البته اون قضیه حالا کوه رفتن و هایکینگ و این چیزا اینجا هم هستش، اینجا هم همین آخر هفته ها.
After work you don't say hey coworkers let's all get together and walk to the park across the street and hike, you know, you don't. You're like hey guys it's happy hour, you know, let's run over to the local bar and have a few discounted cocktails as we discuss work and then go home.
آره البته اون دیگه خیلی به اگه داری درباره ایران می‌خوای صحبت بکنی، اون دیگه خیلی برمیگرد به همون فرهنگ اجتماعی ایران دیگه. اولا که
چه نمی‌رن قهوه بگیرن،
yeah,
مثلا
how come no one
چای بریم چای بخوریم.
Exactly.
خب اینجا نمیدونم، شاید خب همون قضیه ای که این خیلی فری تر هستن یه مقدار، شاید از اون مشکلات روز و اون دغدغه‌های روز میخوان یه مقدار آزاد بشن.
Maybe career isn't such a big deal in Iran.
No. Okay, Hamid, when you guys were like networking and stuff in Iran or when you were going to work, did you ever say, hey guys, afterwards, let's go like hang out at a coffee shop?
من ایونت های محدودی یادم میاد که اینطوری شده باشه. حتی مثلا تو گروه دانشجویی تعداد محدودی اینجوری بودن، اما خب در حالت کامل اتفاق نمیافته در ملت. و من نمیدونم چرا تو پارک و این اتفاق میفته، شاید این بخشی از چیزه ملت عادت ندارن دیگه حداقل، چون همه شاید از یه قشری نیستن که بتونن کافی خور باشن یا برن چه دارن چیزا.
But honestly I think the networking mainly takes place online nowadays.
Oh yeah.
You know, I don't even think I think it's minimal. Take like I think when people think of networking or think of how to get to know people or make friends with more people, they think of it in terms of Facebook, MySpace,
AOL.
Oh, remember that?
Do you guys remember? Okay, so I remember in I think it was 1996, 1997, if I can be exact, I'm not sure. I just remember being in high school and it was like okay, dialing up the like, you know,
oh, yeah.
takes 5 minutes to go
five
online.
Minutes. Yeah. The yellow man going, and then okay, the CDs that you would get in the mail.
That was the best. Like 20-day free trial version 2.0, version 3.0.
Oh my goodness! And it was like it was the coolest thing. I could not believe that I could be sitting behind a computer and typing and have someone at someone else's house, like be like. Taking in what I'm saying. And I would sometimes, like, I remember when I will never forget this. It was the first time I went online. And of course, I had to be supervised. My dad had to, like, stand behind me because, I mean, they were freaking out. They're like, what is this? And I called my best friend and I'm like, do you see what I'm saying? Like, and she's like, and like, we're talking and typing at the same time. And we were just like in awe.
And Injur try card ke bemini, is this for real?
I was like 15 years old. I thought it was the greatest invention ever.
Of course it is.
Honestly, it really was. I remember having my first girl fight. On AOL, on AIM.
Are you serious?
I swear.
That's so funny.
Yeah, oh my god. Instead of going, you know, taking care of it outside, we took care of it in a chat room.
Oh my god. That's
okay,
so
you
funny.
Have that angry face typed in, you know, with a red face. Oh,
But you know.
No, I tell them to not fish a bazana
too. I swear to God.
And no one got hurt physically, so.
Yeah, see, there you go. If you guys ever want to fight, you know, go online and start your fights online. You guys are listening to Ironican Live on Radio Javan, and we just got into the topic of networking and online networking. And one of the things that I also wanted to mention about this topic was Persian chat rooms. Do you guys remember going on those like Persian chat rooms for the first time?
I do.
Never did.
I don't remember.
I can say I never did.
You're
really?
Good for you. Good girl.
But I was like 12.
من یادم نمیاد واقعا. یادم نمیاد اولین بار کی رفتم. ولی همش از برای کنجکاوی بود. میخواستم ببینم همین قضیه چت کردن و صحبت کردن و آنلاین اونا چیه که رفتم. Oh my god.
You know what I remember though? Do you ASL?
ASL. Oh my god, age sex location.
Yeah.
Are you like 20?
And what? Then,
yeah, no. ASL. You would write like ASL?
A like backslash oh, S question, right. And then yeah, you would answer yeah, like 27 backslash F for female backslash yeah, like California.
Oh my god, I yeah, forgot that.
Wait, 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 what did this happen in Iran?
Yeah,
ASL. No, I'm kidding.
Really?
من یادم میاد تو خودم نکردم مثلا 28 ساله یک باتون
شما می نویسیدین
ASL تو ایران می نوشتم الا
oh my god okay that's wow, crazy.
آره بابا من چت روم های پرژن چت روم که همه بچه ها از ایران بودن اکثر بچه ها از ایران بودن اون زمان یه زمانی یاهو چت خیلی تو ایران پاپولار شده بود البته
یاهو مسنجر یا لایک چت روم
هر دو هر دو ولی خب من به طور اسپسیفیک میرفتم مثلا روی پرژن چت رومز بعد اون به انواع مختلف حالا لیست بود رومای مختلف که میتونستیم بریم حالا و it wasn't pretty واقعا تجربه خیلی خوبی نبود
really?
چون متاسفانه خیلی زبانهایی صحبت میکردن که واقعا منم به شخصه واقعا از اینکه بچه مثلا 15-16 ساله یه تینیجر بشینه و اینجور صحبت ها رو بشنوه واقعا کاملا مخالفم یعنی زبانهایی
it got scary
sexual language خیلی قوی بود و right.
Yeah, there's less inhibition on you know being online and stuff.
So in it's funny if you translate that in Farsi it would be sin jens koja. So instead of like ASL it should be SJK.
SJK.
That is hilarious.
Sin jens koja. I like that.
But see that was more like my adolescent high school early college days and then all of a sudden in like I remember I think I was a senior in college so I would have to say it was like 2003 all of a sudden this Friendster thing came out.
Oh, okay.
And Friendster was like this site where you go and you make a profile and then you add your friends mm-hmm, as like your friend and mm-hmm, then you would just have a lot of friends.
Oh,
so and that's it.
So great grandparent basically of Facebook, right?
Yeah.
Great grandparent of Facebook.
Or yeah, great grandparent of MySpace.
Yeah, it would. I don't know. I think it was more of MySpace.
Yeah, I think from what I remember of Friendster, I was never on it and I'd like. It sounds really familiar. It sounds more like creepy, like MySpace.
این حالا یه مقدار در مورد همین چجور که مثلا این قضیه نتورکینگ و یاهو چت و بعدم همین فرندستر این چیزا که شروع شد حالا که ما رسیدیم به فیسبوک فکر میکنم همش برمیگرده به اون کنجکاوی آدم به این که میخوای جلو باشی میخوای تا اونجایی که هست به همه جا احاطه داشته باشی yeah, مثلا yeah. یک حالا چرا این پوینت من چیه
من فکر میکنم ملت یه نفر میخواد همه دوستاشو در آن واحد بدونه دارن چیکار میکنن اینا
آره به کنجکاوی خود آدم برمیگرده یعنی نمیدونم حالا بعضیا اون کیوریوسیتی میدونه بالا و پایین داشته باشه ولی تا حدودی الانم که میتونیم ببینیم یعنی از کجا شروع شد یعنی همین قضیه مثلا اینترنت و اینا که میتونستی در آن واحد مثلا از این طرف کره زمین با اون طرف کره زمین صحبت بکنی it was big deal اون موقع حالا برای ما یه مقدار خیلی دیگه از بس نمیدونم توش بودیم دیگه 10 سالی هست حداقل که دیگه
But Friendster was like very it was very
superficial
no it was very it was very innocent it was like
was it?
You just had a lot of friends and then I don't remember any type of status updates and things but you would write testimonials about each other like Moral is like the greatest person ever and she is like such a good friend and blah 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 and that's like the to the extent that there was no like writing on people's walls or writing on people's profiles there was no images picture you did do
so
the
there was
picture
no interaction
thing.
It was mostly
it
like...
was interaction in the sense that you had friends but the main thing I remember about Friendster was your pictures it was the first tool for you to like put up pictures and share your pictures with each other
okay oh so تقریبا مثل اورکوت درسته
تکام اورکوت
گفتن نه آره I don't know how you say is it Orkut or Orkut من همیشه میگم اورکوت
من میگفتم اورکوت ولی شنیدم میگن اورکات ایرانی است I don't know honestly it's ORKUT and it's Turkish so
تقریبا شبیه فیسبوک فقط فکر کنم چیزش فرقش اینه که تستیمونیال هم میشه نوشته اورکوت و خب یه تجربه پان نمیدونم همه رفتن تو ایران هم فکرم تجربه لوسی بود یعنی ملت یه مدت همه از یاهو گروپ ها و فلان رفتن تو اورکوت و فلان اینا و بعدش هم تروست بسته شد سایت فیلتر شد سایت و به ملت اما الان شنیدم فیسبوک تو ایران چیز
It's allowed I know MySpace isn't but wait a minute so Orkut wasn't allowed in Iran
or نه Orkut الان هم allowed نیستش
I don't get it though because the majority of the people that are on Orkut are from Iran
بودن اون موقع آره تا زمانی که فیلتر نشده بود بودن الان هم بعضی ها فیلتر شکن دارن و میتونن مثلا برن ولی average
Wait, Mara, what's the difference between a testimonial and writing on somebody's wall?
It's all the same. It's just the way they say it.
Oh, okay.
But see, no. Testimonial, no. Like, it wasn't really a wall. I guess it was. I guess testimonial in front of wall.
یه چیزی که میگن مثلا چقدر خوبی، چه بچه خوبیه، مثلا یه مقدار در مورد positive
aspect. Do they have that on Yahoo 362?
So wait, I want to get back into Orchid really quick, just because I'm kind of curious, because this is shocking to me. I know in Orchid started in what, 2004? I would say January 2004-ish. And the top countries, from what I understand, that were using it is Brazil.
Yeah.
Brazil.
Really? Random.
Yeah. Iran and the U.S.
Yeah.
And
U.S.?
U.S.? Yeah, that's what I'm
thinking. Maybe like hands board India. Isn't that a third one?
No one I know really got on it. Hala, it's interesting that it's a Google product.
Really? Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's a Google product.
No. Google, حالا وارد بیزنسش بشیم. Google خریدش. یعنی بعد از اینکه Orkut خیلی پاپیولر شد, Google actually فکر میکنم خریدش رو. آره. برای همین مثلا اگر Gmail اکانت داشته باشیم, با همون Gmail اکانت میتونید Orkut لاگین بکنید. حالا بگذاریم.
I don't know. Orku was always in Google, from what I understand. I believe that...
No, it wasn't.
I think maybe it was a side project. Kind of like, you know how like YouTube is a part of...
که بعد اینجوری بزرگ شده و اینجور گسترش پیدا کرده, ولی واقعیتش نمیدونم چقدر راست و دروغش رو نمیدونم, ولی این چیزی که شنیدم و زیادم شنیدم از بچه‌ها.
Well, our fill-in producer, Mr. Zeman, who is doing a great job, by the way, producing for us, says that Orkut was launched on January 22nd, 2004 by Google as an independent project of Orkut. A Turkish software engineer. The community membership was originally by invitation only, but after
just like Gmail was by invitation only.
By the way, I'm sorry, Mr. Orkut, I totally apologize that I just butchered your name, but for the sake of time, we will move on.
کاملا یادم رفته بود. راست میگه با اینویتیشن فقط میتونستم برم. میگه منم یکی از دوستان منو دعوت کرد و تونستم برم.
That is too funny.
It was very exclusive.
Well, we're getting to the point of our show where we're going to talk about my two favorite topics, MySpace and Facebook. But before we do, why don't we go ahead and take a quick break? You guys are listening to Euronican Live on Radio Javan. I am Maral. We have been joined by Shahed, Mahvash, and Hamid, and we'll be right back.
There's an online world where I am king of a little website dedicated to me, with pictures of me and a list of my friends and an unofficial record of the groups that I'm in. Before the internet, friendship was so tough. You actually had to be in people's presence and stuff. Who would have thought that with a point and a click, I would know that Hope Floats is your favorite flick?
Harry Connick Jr.
Facebook. I'm hooked on Facebook. I used to meet girls hanging out at the mall, but now I just wait for them to write on my wall. Take a look. On Facebook.
Hey, it says that Link's status has changed. He's playing the recorder.
How do you know this person? Did you hook up with this person? Do you need to request confirmation? Did you just think they looked cute in their picture on Facebook? If the internet crashed all across the land, or my Facebook account was deleted by the man, I carry around a picture of my face and a summary of me typed out on a page.
Facebook.
I'm hooked on Facebook. It's more than a want, it's more than a need. A
I'd shrivel up and die without my many feet. Take a look,
your look
on Facebook.
Facebook.
Take a look.
On Facebook,
book, book, book,
book, book.
Facebook, I love Facebook.
Oh, you do, but before Facebook, there was MySpace, and yes, that was huge.
Yes. Now, I know you don't like any of them.
I don't. I mean, I can't be hypocritical. I used to have a MySpace. I used to have a Facebook. But my life is just so much better now that I don't have either. So, you know.
I could never relate to MySpace. هیچ وقت نتونستم ازش استفاده بکنم.
Even before when it was cleaner.
It was a little cleaner. Too much junk for
yeah.
me.
So
MySpace was this big, huge thing. I mean, it was the number one major networking site before Facebook came out.
Oh, yeah.
And it was very clean when it first started. It
Definitely.
Introduced all these new concepts of being able to post bulletins, being able to write on people's pages. But the most important thing that I think Facebook gave people is the ability to go and personalize.
MySpace or Facebook?
I'm sorry, MySpace.
Right.
Did I say Facebook?
Yeah,
MySpace. You were able to go and you would personalize your page. You created your own background. Mm-hmm. You created your own masanan. You know, those little graphics
Definitely.
That you could put on people's pages
yeah.
or pictures, songs. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was your space. It was my space to do whatever I wanted.
I think that's exactly.
That described yeah. your personality.
Yeah, it's yeah. true.
And I love that. And it was great. But then, you know, of course, like it got a little bit out of hand. And it's so funny, you guys. I just went on Facebook. I'm sorry. Gosh, MySpace.
MySpace.
For the first time in like 6 months. And believe you me, I was a MySpace addict, and I just could not believe like how much it's changed. It's just become really gross, really, really gross. Like it.
پس این اینم بیشتر برای همون دوستیابی و این چیزا بود. یعنی MySpace هم
MySpace just wasn't professional, you know. I think that's why
خیلی تینیجری اونجوری اون تیپی بود.
You know, for a while it was cool because, like you said, you could add your personal touch to it, and it was just awesome because you were like, oh, this is MySpace, you know. And then it just got to the point where your account was getting spammed all the time, you know, and the advertisements were all over the place, and I don't know. I
mean,
حالا
مثلا سوال من اینه، مثلا من دارم مثلا مقایسه میکنم با، من چون هیچ وقت با اون صورت از MySpace استفاده نکردم، مثلا نمیدونم مثلا فیچرش چی بود، چه استفاده میشد کرد. مثلا در مقایسه با فیسبوک، مثلا ایونت میتونستیم بذارین یا نمیدونم از این چیزایی که بتونین بچه‌ها جمع بشن.
No, but you had bulletins. That was the difference.
The thing with MySpace was more just being able to chat with people. حالا not the live chatting, but more just writing on people's in messages or in walls, but it was connecting with people that you hadn't connected with in a long time. Masana, for me, I connected with a lot of my junior high friends that I still live locally that I hadn't seen in like 10 years, and now we are always together. We do like monthly activities and things like that. But yes, it was very childish. It was, but I was a child. I mean,
but
we
it was
were,
the first, you know.
It was, and it wasn't meant to be professional. There was nothing meant to be. It was meant to be nothing but social, that's all it was.
Mm-hmm.
Now I know in Iran it was banned.
نمیشناسم کسی تو ایران MySpace داشته باشه.
شما MySpace did you have a MySpace؟
نه اصلا، اصلا تا اینجا که تا موقعی که آمریکا نیومده بودم نمیشناسم، اصلا نمیدونستم MySpace.
Really?
Wow. They filtered it.
اونقدر که اورکوت مشهور بود MySpace نبود.
It was like a big thing. I don't know what the numbers were, but I know in 2006 September actually, there was a 106 million accounts.
Oh,
for
wow.
MySpace.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, it was huge. It was a big deal. People were all on it. But you didn't see, first of all, you had to be 14 or older to have an account. I remember that. And if you were 14 and 15, it automatically made you private. So people
it did, but people would put down that they're 19.
Oh, right? Of course.
You know,
I mean, there was
like,
no like
there was no
online casting.
As opposed to Facebook that, you know, when it first started out, you could only get in if you had a school email.
Exactly. You could only
log in. And those were for
college
kids because high school, you didn't have an email in high school, you know? And so I remember when Facebook first started, I couldn't be a part of it because I didn't have like a college email.
Yeah, because
and
how many emails?
My 14-year-old brother has a Facebook, and I'm like, dude, you know, you shouldn't be on it. It's not for you.
یادم هست که Facebook اولین اصلا دلیلی که فیسبوک ساخته شد برای کامیونیکیشن بین بچه‌های دانشگاه، نتورک‌های دانشگاه مختلف بود و اگر شما ایمیلتون .edu نبود نمیتونستین اصلا شروع بکنی. یعنی من یادم هست من اون موقع با ایمیل کالجم رفتم و اکانتم رو درست کردم و مثلا وارد نتورک شدم.
But see, but my, me, I'm saying like MySpace wasn't intended for any of that. MySpace, like I remember one of the things I learned from MySpace a lot was the coding. I felt like it really brought everyone a little bit more up to date with computer programming because anything that you wanted to put on your page or profile and things like that was all like the HTML format in which you were able to go and for me I went and I learned all these codes how to make and it's so interesting whenever I put an ad on Craigslist and stuff I use all the coding that I learned from MySpace and I put it into anything that I do and so I make fonts bigger or I make I don't know, things bold or center justified, you know? Yeah. And even images, like I learned how to take things out. Or I learned how to take people's, you know, how people try to spam or put their own advertising. I learned how to take all that out.
What HTML, basic coding or programming is when it was the internet, the browser, فقط قبل از اینکه فلش وارد بشه قبل از اینکه همه این جاوا اسکریپت right. و اینها وارد قضیه بشن HTML was the major coding language برای براوزینگ
and when I got like a Facebook invitation I got a couple of them but I was like I don't know what this is like whatever I'm not even going to go on it and then I think one day actually I won't forget this it was January 2008 that I was on a ski trip or, you know, with Ronican actually, and people were talking about Facebook and I'm like, what is Facebook?
January 2008, Moran?
Yeah, wow. That's when I opened my Facebook account.
That's last year.
I know. And everyone in the Ronican, they're like, oh, you know, we have Facebook and you could connect with like other people, like a lot of more global friends in Australia, you know, here and there they used it. No one globally used MySpace, but more global.
That's true.
So finally I was like, okay, let me go check out what this app. It was the hardest thing for me to understand. I did not understand it at all. What is this Facebook? How do you use it? I was like, I'm going back to MySpace. This is ridiculous. But when I went back to MySpace, I realized how much junk I was getting. Like I was just so it was so all about like parties and clubs and you know this and that and like graphics and here's a little butterfly for you and like
yeah no filter for like
and Facebook was just so much more professional.
اصلا اون حالا بعد از فیسبوک میدونید دیگه مثلا توییتر هم وارد شده دیگه کدوم هست اون لینکدین که یک چیز خیلی پروفشنال هست شبیه فیسبوک میتونید برای توی as a kari mitunin ertabat barqarar bokonin ba hamkaratun ya shirkat.
It's just the sense of like professionalism that I think it brought. Like you know how like in we were talking about in chats and stuff, you would always put like age, sex, location, things like that. And in MySpace, it was, you know, your name and then it said like San Jose, age 27, last login. In Facebook, it actually created like the concept of networking and networks. So for example, like you would actually join a certain network. I would have joined like UC Davis or I would have joined my work or I would have joined, you know, where I live, Silicon Valley, as opposed to, you know, age.
حالا یک سوال من که من برام پیش اومده اینه که چرا اینقدر مثلا همین مثلا MySpace واقعا خیلی پرسونال بود و خیلی اوپن بود. حالا یعنی همه میتونستی همه پرسونال لایفت اونجا بذاری همینجور که الان
very selectively though that's what I was gonna say MySpace is very selective like Facebook has the whole you know concept of photos tagged of you you can't change networks like you, I think there's a limit of you can change a network once every 6 months
you could change but you could only be in one location you could only be in one
exactly so you can't snoop around
no you can't be in like San Francisco's network and Silicon Valley's network at one time
exactly
you could only be in one and then when you leave
Facebook yeah
but I guess you but I guess there is a limit in which you could change locations
از کجا این obsession اومد که من یعنی I feel free to open my life to everyone میدونی یعنی من فکر میکنم قشنگ در زمانی که دقیقاً در همین زمانی که این وبسایت ها داشتن رشد میکردن قضیه بلاگ نویسی به بلاگ های شخصی نوشتن که از نمیدونم صبحونه‌شو داره میخوره روی وبلاگ مینویسه تا اینکه کجا رفتم چه کار کردم و مینویسن در تا یعنی اون یه چی میگن یک ماجرا بود و این دقیقاً همزمان بود با این بزرگ شدن همین وبسایتی که الان داریم درباره‌اش صحبت میکنه
She wouldn't. She's bad at
it. No, I don't think it's wrong either. Hala, there's a whole section that we should get into that because I have a lot to say about that. But before we do, in MySpace though, you don't do that. Like we never did status updates. So in 2000, you know, throughout the course of 2007, 2008, you know, MySpace kept on redesigning their features and their layouts and their pages and functions and stuff. And the reason why I think they were doing that is to kind of catch up with the Facebook's popularity. And in MySpace, you never updated your status. You never said, Maral is doing this at this time. I am, you know, now it's like Maral is sitting in a Ronican live show. Maral, you know, this is I change every aspect of my life because I want to. Mm-hmm. I mean, don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. But in
why? I want to know چرا دوست داری اعلام بکنی کجا هستی؟
من فکر کنم به نظرم آدم نمیتونه تنها یا لذت‌های زندگی بهره ببره. بیشتر اگه با بقیه شیر بکنی. چرا یه دونه کار خوب داری می‌کنی با بقیه شیر نکنی؟ خوشحال میشن بقیه. یا ایده‌ای داری بقیه ندی؟ یا چه میدونم؟
اونم آره موافقم آره ولی خب نمیدونم شاید مشکل من البته خودم هم این کارو میکنم گاه گاهی just to want to imitate others and see ببینم چه جوری how it feels how people respond you know ولی I don't know, I
disagree with the whole sharing and I think that it's
I mean it depends I think it depends on what your purpose is and why you want to do that. Like Hamid, you for example, you have Facebook and you have you ever when have you gone to Iran in the last couple months or in the last couple years?
No.
So did you have Facebook when you were in Iran?
No, I didn't. I didn't.
Well, why are you asking that?
Because I'm just wondering like and since you're one of three, you're you know, a triplet. Do your brothers who are not here in the US, do they have Facebook?
No,
what I mean is do you communicate with them through Facebook?
Are, but not.
You do like more than like on the like would you pick up the phone and call them?
کمتر با هم تو تلفنی صحبت می‌کنیم، بیشتر آنلاین چت می‌کنیم تو فیسبوک یا حتی جی تاک.
جی تاک. Oh, جی تاک is the new thing by that. But I remember how there was like what was it? AOL chat, AIM. Then it became AIM. Then Yahoo was the big thing, and now it's all about GTalk.
ولی خب ویدیوهاش هم اون الان ویدیو چتش هم اومده وارد شده. حالا anyways,
that's funny.
تو یه گوگل رو ما امروز خیلی داریم در بحث.
حالا I know we are very googled out today. So, get back to the conversation of privacy. I mean, I think that's actually a pretty big issue, and there's actually lots of positives and negatives, and especially why do we go and why do we share our lives on there?
Why do you guys? I'm kidding.
So I mean I think that's a pretty big topic to get into, but you guys are listening to Euronican Live on Radio Javon, and we are now getting into the best part of the show, which is talking about the real aspects I think of Facebook, and we're going to take
controversial aspects.
We're going to take a quick break and be right back.
I left the door real tight.
So this song, Somebody's Watching Me, Maral, I hate to tell you, but Somebody's Watching You when you're on Facebook. This Rockwell and Michael Jackson song, it's kind of, it's creepy. I mean...
What, Facebook?
Yeah, I mean, MySpace is definitely creepy, but Facebook's getting there.
Well, you have the option. میتونی انتخاب بکنی که کسی همه
You can انتخاب for someone not to be watching you.
آره، یعنی به نظرم حالا اگر داریم به طور مشخص در مورد فیسبوک صحبت میکنی، کاملا این آپشن در اختیار تو هست که you put as
yes you do you have
minimum information as possible.
People get offended. They're like, why am I on her limited profile? Why am I blocked?
No,
how do they know?
Well, first they don't know, but that's not the point.
How do they know?
But see, Facebook offers all these like amazing privacy settings.
Amazing. Do you hear that compliment, amazing, Mr. Facebook?
Amazing privacy settings that you could honestly choose what you want people to see, what you don't want people to see, who you want to see what. I thought that was the greatest feature, by the way, Mr. Facebook man. Let me tell you, the greatest feature that you have is the fact that you could choose
who sees what. I think we have your biggest
fan
sitting right here.
No, I mean, like, okay, my parents, both my parents just joined Facebook.
Oh, and my the first God. Thing I'm I so did, sorry.
I'm really I feel sorry. For
you. No, it's fine. The first thing I did is I was like, okay, mom and dad, you are
this
on
you
my limited
do.
Profile. You cannot see this photo album. You cannot see that
did
photo
album.
Did
you tell
album.
Them?
Heck no.
Oh, mom, dad, I just wanted to let you know that you're unlimited.
Oh, I have so many different, like, friend statuses. Like, you know how you can make groups on Facebook? Mm-hmm. I have, like, family. I have work. Like, my work friends cannot see any of my status updates, can't see my wall, can't see many of my photo
but
albums.
But don't they notice that? And aren't they, like, what? Why?
I don't care.
Yeah, why do you care?
It's not that you... It's just, like, the fact that it's... I mean, I don't know. I think that in real life, then, that would translate into a different type of relationship.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I mean, مثلا من مثلا با همکارام شاید خیلی اوپن نباشم 100% مثل مارار با کسی مثلا با دوستای نزدیکم هستم 100% یه کار جاهایی رو با اونها نمیرم کارهایی رو با اونها انجام نمیدم یه سری اکتیویتی هایی رو با اونها انجام نخواهم داد بستگی داره البته ولی در کل دارم میگم در مجموع
I don't know, I think, I mean, it depends. Like, the only way anyone could ever really find out is if someone else goes to someone else's account. Like, let's say if I'm at Shahid's house and I'm looking at your account, Mahfash, and I have, like, I see something and then I see Shahid looking at your account, she sees something else, then I'll be like, excuse me, Mahfash.
Why can't I see that picture of Mahfash?
من شخصاً هیچ وقت offended نمیشم. اگه کسی نمیخواد من عکسشو ببینم, of course, okay. Yeah. It's my... I want my privacy and they want their privacy.
And right? A lot of people completely close off their wall so people can't write on it. Mm-hmm. Completely. Mm-hmm. And you could use it
but
for so many different tools.
I mean, I don't know.
Okay, if I have a question. Hamid, where you work, do you have like a works Facebook, مثلاً, group?
It's a Stanford group.
Like, yeah, like not in, like a Stanford. Like
I'm open. I mean,
no, not your account. But مثلاً, for example, my job... You have to have like a Plantronics email to be able to join the Plantronics group. And so it's just one of the okay. See what an open book I am.
I know. I was just about to say, wow, you just went on air about that.
I'm online advisor. I'm online. بعض موقع میگم مثلا had a tough meeting with his advisor. I mean, مثلا میگم بعض موقع میگم که his advisor مثلا نمیدونه این موضوع چیه فلان.
Yeah. I mean, that's what you need to do.
و همون قضیه ابسشن میاد یعنی برای این که ملت همه میخوان اوپن هستن با دیگرون حالا نمیگم بعضی ها اکثرا اوپن شدن تو این قضیه توقع دارن
دقیقاً
توقع دارن که تو هم با اونها باشی یعنی دیگه دقیقا شده مثل همین قضیه نمیدونم مثلا موبایل که they want to reach you at any time they want they don't مثلا اگر کسی اینجور باشی you know
I don't know I mean It's one of those things where it's a personal preference. Like, considering, Shahid, you're not, for example, on Facebook. You refuse to be on Facebook. You can't stand Facebook.
You don't know. I'm
you don't
I
have
don't,
these problems.
Yeah. You know,
But okay, I want to hear your reasons why.
Okay. My number one reason is that I have so much more free time. Honestly. Like, 6 months ago when I had Facebook and now that I don't have Facebook... I've been doing stuff with my life that I haven't had time for before because I was on Facebook. I really feel like it hinders you from being able to perform, you know, in
going to mean مثلا آنلاین مثلا پروفایل اینو چک میکنی
آره and then you know it's a chain reaction oh like you're on your own profile and then you look at your friend's profile and then oh it leads to somebody else's profile and then before you know it you've been on Facebook for 2 hours and you've got nothing done.
Do you feel that way, Hamid?
یه جورایی وقتم تلف میکنم واقعا فکر میکنم اما خب لذت بخشه یه جور وقت تلف کردن لذت بخشه
نه اما فکر میکنین که مثلا do you think that there's any positives in it? I mean in the sense of what do you get out of having a Facebook account?
فکر کنم بیشتر با آدمو در تماسم همین یعنی به جای اینکه برم بیرون باشون صحبت کنم همین جوری رو آنلاین باشون چیز میکنم صحبت میکنم
and do you think it's addictive?
آره
see,
that
annoys me. Not good for you.
But see, that annoys me because I'm like, if it is addictive, it's because you're making it addictive for yourself.
I think that if I'm on Facebook, I can get a lot of connection.
اونم هست right. آره دقیقا یعنی yeah. من الان
I definitely lost a lot of connections. Oh. Yeah, but that was something I was willing to do.
مثلا من خیلی از الان اکتیویتی هایی رو که انجام میدم گفتم اول برنامه خیلی از اکتیویتی رو که الان انجام میدم از طریق فیسبوک میدونم اکتیویتی داره انجام میشه میدونی خب با دوستام از طریق فیسبوک ارتباط دارم یعنی yeah. الان تقریبا از کی بگم از 4 ویکند گذشته 4 تا آخر هفته گذشته من اکتیویتی که انجام دادم از طریق فیسبوک انجام شده
so do you think that مثلا but on the other hand do you think that you're calling your friends less do you think that you are not associating with your friends physically or picking up the phone and texting as much
من اگه آخر هفته ببینمشون به نظر من اونقدر یعنی آپدیت گرفتم ازشون که بتونم یه هفته دیگه چون همه ما تقریبا اونقدر مشغول کار هستیم تمام هفته که واقعیتش یعنی مگر اینکه یه امرجنسی پیش بیاد که بخوایم بهشون زنگ بزنیم اگه من بدونم که مثلا هفته دیگه باز دوستامو میبینم که اینجوری هست یعنی مثلا آخر هفته دوستایی رو که باشون ارتباط دارم میبینم I'll be fine you know دیگه احتیاجی نمیبینم که بخوام تلفنم بردارم باهاشون صحبت بکنم اگر همه کانورسیشن ها رو مثلا باهاشون داشتم توی آخر هفته
So I have a question for all of our listeners out there and I want you guys to go and email us ironicandlive@radiojavon.com and the question that I want to ask everyone out there is do you guys think that sending a message to each other on Facebook or if you don't have Facebook let's say email Is that the same as picking up the phone and calling someone? And I want to actually focus a little bit more on Facebook because Facebook is just a little bit more convenient and just clicking. Yeah. And do you really think that it's the same? I know personally I can answer that question and I think it's the same if anything.
Are you serious?
I've been using Facebook to like talk to people and message people 10 times more lately than I do. I used to be a phone addict. Like my dad used to always make fun of me and be like, "فکت چیز فکت چیز شد چیز نشده خسته نشده بیا یک ذره مساج بدم صورت تو اینقدر رو تلفن حرف میزنی." And the other day he's like, "Mara, I never see you on the phone anymore." And I'm like, "That's because I'm always on Facebook. You have live chat right there. You can message people. You can write on each other's wall. If there's something going on that you need to be invited to, there's an event station that you create an event." But the most important thing to me about Facebook is getting the word out there about causes or about, I don't know, I feel like it's free marketing. Mm-hmm. No one needs to go and watch TV anymore. No one needs to go do anything anymore because
no
it's all right there.
No one needs to see each other anymore. No human interaction anymore.
در مورد همین قضیه ایمیل و تلفن و اینا چیزی که برای من از لحاظ ایمیل مثلا مهمه اینه که اگر مثلا به فکر دوستم هستم یا کاری باهاش دارم ایمیل راحت تره چون که چیزی رو اینترابت نمی کنه مثلا اگه ساعت 1:30 من میخوام ایمیل بزنم ایمیل رو میزنم نه زنگی داره میخوره که طرف مثلا از خواب بخواد بلند بشه که توی خوابالویی بخواد جوابمو بده یا هر موقع دلش بخواد با فکر و تومنینه و اینا میتونه اون ایمیل رو مثلا جواب بده یعنی اون حالت مثلا مزاحمت رو گرفته برای من شخصه
I don't know. In the words of Zimon, the producer, human interaction is so overrated.
Really, Zimon? Really?
I don't know. I think that it's just, you know, you're on your own time. Mm-hmm. You answer Facebook
exactly.
on your own time.
You're on your own time. That's my main problem with this whole thing is that we've become such a selfish society. We're pushing the limits so much more. What we want right now. We want to talk to our friend. We want to do it right now. We want to get in touch with her, write him right now. We want to say what we have to say right now. It's like we don't have patience, you know, to wait to meet or... to like oh we want to be friends with this person we need to do that right now friend request you know it's like it's taken the whole I don't know. It's cool, but then it's very tragic at the same time.
No, I mean, you do get a lot of like requests and stuff like that where you don't know the person and you choose to ignore them or not ignore them. You could block them completely where they will have no trace that you're on, even on Facebook. But, you know, when you do have to add people as a friend, you should have seen them physically. Like, there's so many people that I've met through Ironican, and I immediately the next day, either I add them or they add me and I develop friendships with. I've met like so many people just in passing that all of a sudden that I've become like, you know, good friends and stuff like that with. And all of us, you know, by chatting and talking and things like that.
That is good. But I just think there is a lack of human touch there and that nothing can substitute that.
نمیتونم. من واقعیش خودم شخصا نمیتونم این خطر این رو که بری خیلی ویرچوال بشی. بری انقدر مجازی بشی. انقدر دوستات مثلا اگه مثلا دوستات دو ماه نبینی اون خطرناکه. سه ماه نبینی، شش ماه نبینی. فقط تنها راه کامیونیکیشن با دوست مثلا آنلاین باشه، فیسبوک باشه، به نظرم اون هم یه مقدار باید روش فکر کرد.
So, I mean, I guess the question is how close do you need to be to someone to add them as a friend? Or if you do even need to know them. So remember, you guys remember Orkut used to have those friendship levels.
That's so messed up.
No, do you remember that? Like, you could be like, level? What was it? It would be like best friends or good friends, acquaintance, don't know, never met the person or something like that. And it used to like filter.
Ooh, that starts a drama.
No, but you wouldn't know. The other person wouldn't know. I don't know. I think Facebook is a great marketing tool.
من یه سوال دارم. اگه مثلا بویفرندتون یا گرلفرندتون مثلا بخواد شما رو اد بکنه.
Which, no, they would already be added, right?
آره حالا مثلا نمیدونم یعنی بخواد یک چیزهایی رو پرسونال از شما بهش دسترسی داشته باشه، مثلا این عکس از شما هست یا مثلا شما با یکی دوست هستین یا چیزهایی رو میگین به هم دیگه، نخواین اون طرف نه، حالا فرقی نمیکنه، چی کار میکنین شما؟ یعنی چون
complete access
really.
Well, I mean, it depends. Like, I think when we were talking about this, Shad and I were talking about this, we were both saying like, I better have my boyfriend's password to his account and better be able to go on his account.
Definitely.
But then,
okay.
You know, but
that
on the other hand,
handed to me.
I don't know if I feel the same about that because in a way it's kind of, I mean, first of all, it's kind of like having email. It depends on how close.
But it's not. Like you said, it's social.
But
networking.
Let me tell you first thing. If I am dating someone and his status is single and not in a relationship, he is going to get some ass whooping. Oops. Blank weapon. I apologize.
Okay, no. If that's like that's really bad. But
okay. پس تو مثلا حالا من با مارال هستش. یعنی تو میخوای اون شخص تو شروع کرد حتما بره استاتوسش عوض کنه. مثلا بگی in a relationship.
Oh no. Not only in a relationship. You know how you could
in a
relationship with, and then it would say Maral. Yeah. Because you know how like you could put like
in a relationship or in a relationship with this person.
You know.
Oh,
خیلی فرق میکنه. Why wouldn't he acknowledge that he's with me?
In
or why wouldn't I acknowledge that I'm with him? Okay, that's true. That's true. Not everyone needs to know.
No,
exactly.
Everyone needs to know.
No, but you could.
Girls need to back off.
No, but مثلا, you know how there's certain people that are engaged and then there's they still have their status as single or in a relationship.
That's ridiculous.
Is interchangeable. It's interchangeable. If someone's engaged, they don't necessarily have to say I am engaged. They could just be like I'm in a relationship.
یه چیزی که من دیدم اینه که برای بعضی مهم نیست. یعنی خیلی ها حالا شاید ماها خیلی سوی هستیم. نه فیسبوک سوی هستیم. They don't go, they don't log in, you know, they don't change the status, they don't even care.
Yeah, that's different. I'm talking about if you're active.
ولی قضیه این که مثلا پسورد رو تو باید مثلا با کسی که تو شو ریلیشنشیپ داری.
I don't understand what's so wrong with that.
It's complicated. یعنی چی؟
Yeah, what is
it's complicated. It's complicated.
Sometimes
I'm in a relationship not as
it's complicated to me fam. It's complicated vision.
Oh yeah, it is complicated with like Shawhead. And it's like, what do you mean it's complicated? Why? See, that I think is a little too much.
It's too much.
More complicated.
Yeah.
That is fine. But I mean, you know, if one person is in a
in a relationship status and the other one has no status, is that okay? If one person is married and the other status is blank, is that okay?
دیون برمیگرده به خود طرف که چقدر براش این فیسبوک بازی مهم باشه. میدونی چقدر مهم باشه که اوکی من روی فیسبوک باید خودم رو معرفی بکنم. مثلا شوهر من نگذاشته که مثلا شوهر من روی فیسبوک یا زن من نگذاشته، دوست پسرم نگذاشته، دوست دخترم نگذاشته. اون دیگه به خود شما بستگی داره. توی ریلیشنشیپ کجا هستین؟ دیگه همه این چیزا it's in your head.
How come there's no divorce? I think Hamid was saying that earlier.
من گفتم چرا دیوورس نداره؟ یکی هم دل داره.
How come it can't be like I am divorced from مثلا محبش. I have been divorced twice from مثلا so and so, you know? And there's no like other status. But here's the thing, you guys. Once again, Facebook, because I love you so, you have the option of not showing this at all. You have the option of showing it on your news feed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think the features of this is amazing because, like, you don't have to go and have everyone see this. You don't have to have it show up on your news feeds, but it does show up as a default profile if you don't go in and remove it.
Right. But if I'm with someone, that thing has to be shown.
Hello.
Like,
well, you have the password, so don't worry.
Okay.
You can't go and change everything.
Oh yeah, I definitely will.
I know that there's a lot of like positive and negative things about Facebook. The one thing I must say, as a Facebook lover, one thing that I think is a huge negative is the news feeds.
Oh, yeah.
I think the fact that, and what I did is I went and I took off a lot of things that I don't want showing up on my news feeds, which also doesn't show up on my profile.
Wait, news feeds is like when they say, oh, blah, 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 has tagged blah, blah, blah in 25 pictures.
Like new layout?
The new layout sucks. It just sucks. I don't like it at all. I think they made it more like Twitter. But the news feeds, the reason why I don't like it is because of the fact that it's just like, oh, Maral just wrote on like Mahvash's wall. Yeah. It's like,
well, you have an option. Again, you know, انتخاب خودت میتونی بری چیز کنی که
Facebook is full
of
options.
You can check mark it and it doesn't show up there.
I don't know. I still think that Facebook is the greatest invention ever.
Yeah. You should wear I'm your biggest fan, Facebook.
They have a Facebook t-shirt. You want tomorrow?
No, I guess. Okay, so here's the thing. I guess it's because of the fact that, you know, the Facebook for me is just such great. I've been keeping in touch with my family in Germany and in Canada. I've been keeping in touch with my mom's cousins that I've never ever like been close to or met. And now I'm building these ties and building these relationships, which I think is absolutely like great. One other thing that I'm, you know, learning about Facebook is just the applications. The applications is a whole other topic that maybe one of these shows we could have, but
bumper sticker. I remember that.
But there's a lot of bad things about it too.
البته من هم قضیه دوستان رو پیدا کردم. من مثلا دوستای قدیمیم از دوران دبستانم رو پیدا کردم و مثلا باهاشون در ارتباط هستم و میدونم اگر مثلا برم ایران یا برم اونجایی که کشوری که هستن حتما میرم میبینمشون. یعنی این مثلا کسی رو بعد از I'm 15 years پیدا بکنم. I think it's great. Yeah.
And I don't know. I still think. I mean, I know that there's a lot. Of course, you all always need to be careful. There are a lot of predators out there.
Cyber stalking.
There are. I mean, if we could give, you know, as with the show's coming to a close, if we could give some word of advice to everyone out there, is just make sure that when you're adding people, you know them. Make sure that, you know, you're not just chatting and you've seen them. You can't. I like the fact that you can't chat with people that you don't know. Especially, you know, if you're allowing your children, your little sisters, brothers, whoever going on Facebook, make sure you go and you, you know, make their account.
Yeah, exactly. My younger brother has a Facebook and I have his password. So
no, that's good. You know, because you don't want these. Exactly. I get like random ads from people that I don't know. And I always go to mutual friends. The first thing that I always look at.
Yeah. Honestly, I will give it to you. Mutual friends. That's amazing. That's, on Facebook's part, that's a really
that's
good idea.
That's the first thing I look at to see how many mutual friends that we have with each other. Because if I see that there's one or two and I look to see who it is and I'm like, I don't know you.
Yeah, exactly. Me too.
And the spamming is starting, you know, like MySpace.
Check out these diet pills. They worked great for me.
But so, I mean, everyone out there, the listeners, go up on our site, www.ronican.com, and also send us a quick email, ronicanlive@radiojavon.com, and make sure that you guys answer our poll. If you think that Facebook messaging is the same as actually calling a person, we actually should do another show on this topic because I think we have lots more to talk about.
Definitely.
And actually, you know what I want to do? Once our producer Boron comes back, I really want to see if maybe he could put some sort of
poll. Let's do a
yeah,
poll.
Yeah, a poll on what...
On
do
like,
you like Facebook? No, I'm kidding.
No, not just do you like Facebook, but do you think Facebook is a good tool? Do you think it's taking away from, you know,
social
networking?
Yeah, no, I think that's
human
a good question. Because I don't think anybody can argue it's a good tool, but does it take away from human interaction? That's a good question. Yeah.
Well, Zimon, our producer, is saying it's extremely easy to do. So this is going to be up hopefully by the end of the week. So everyone out there, go check out our website, www.ronican.com. Email us, ironicandlive@radiojavon. And also, I am Maral. We have been joined by Shahed, Mahvash, and Hamid, who stayed really quiet throughout most of the show. Are you, do you say I talk a lot?
He's the only guy with three girls. Yeah. I mean, come
That's
on.
That's true. We have a habit of taking over when it's us women.
Ooh, Lady Gaga is on.
Next time.
Lady Gaga.
Next
well,
time
I know.
Jorat
nemi konim, but Iman stand up konim. But we could always come and take over the show when Iman's not here. But you guys enjoy the rest of your night. Enjoy Lady Gaga's Poker Face, and we'll see you in a couple weeks.
Face. I wanna roll with him, a hot pair we will be. A little gambling is fun when you're with me. Russian roulette is not the same without a gun. And baby, when it's love, if it's not rough, it isn't fun. I won't tell you that I love you, kiss or hug you, cause I'm bluffing with my muffin. I'm not lying, I'm just stunning with my love glue gunning. Just like a chick in the casino, take your bank before I pay you out. I promise this, promises. Check this hand cause I'm marvelous. Pop, 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 pop